Hey guys, this is Nick Chicane and you are listening to Ribble FM.
Join us on a journey from the beach to the dance floor. Chicane presents Sunset.
Going to time for your weekly dose of sunsets with me, Nick Chicane, where for the next hour we shall leave the chaos of the real world behind, lose ourselves in the music, and I hope you've had a good week since we last caught up. I've been busy working on something new, and busy putting stuff together for shows. We've got lots of stuff coming up, but no matter how hectic things get, people, I'll always make time to dig through the crates. I've got an hour of something special for you. Now, there was very little in fact, there was nothing new I liked promo-wise on the new music front. So we're going to default to playing some beautiful classics and some tunes for myself. There's some stuff from Deadmau5, Hans Zimmer, Oliver Arnold, Sonny Lax, and Hoax. We've got a soundtrack suggestion from Caroline in Leeds. But first of all, as always, we're going to ease ourselves in with something nice down-tempo as we begin the journey from the tranquility of the beach to the vibrancy of the dance floor. A couple of fun facts for this first one. Featured in Grey's Anatomy, and the entire project, writing, production, mastering, and even the artwork was crafted entirely by an all-women team. Very topical with us doing well in the football. Now, it's called We'll Be All Right. It's by Amy Street, AG, and Mary Hooper. Check it out. Yeah.
Thank you. seaside, run till our lungs cave in, tell all the worst lies, wait till they sink or swim, can make for the seaside, run till our lungs cave in, tell all the worst lies, wait till they sink or swim.
This one's been a staple on Sunsets for many years. The Gorgeous Seaside by Hoax. Haven't played that for a while, actually. Earlier, you also had We Will Be Alright by Amy Straup and AG, followed by the wonderful Hans Zimmer's Joy, which is a standout piece from the recent Blade Runner remake. Thank you for joining me. I'm Nick Chicane, and on this edition of Sunsets, it's time to pass the baton or microphone over to one of our listeners, and it's your turn for the soundtrack selection. Also, remember, if you've got a great idea for a film, TV show, advert, or computer game that you think deserves its moment in the spotlight, here's how to share it. Grab your phone and put this number in when inspiration strikes, because it always happens just when you're not expecting it. For me, it's +44 800 7765 112. Leave me a quick message with your chosen name of the tune that you like, why you love it, which is really important, and that's pretty much all we have to do, day or night. The number is open 24 hours a day. We'd love to hear from any of you. Don't be shy. If you mess it up, you can just redo it. Now, this week's pick comes from the 2001 classics Ocean's 11. I absolutely adore that movie. It's hard to believe that that'll be 25 years since its release. Here in the UK, Caroline from Leeds is going to tell us more about her choice and why she's chosen it.
Hi, Nick. It's Caroline Leeds. I just listened to such a beautiful piece of music, and I remembered it's from the movie Ocean's 11, and the scene at the end where they're all watching the fountains outside the Bellagio, Claire de Lune. So I just had to ring it in because it is just such a beautiful piece of music and so moving. So yeah, that's my suggestion this week. Thanks again for an amazing show. Bye.
Find out more and join the Sunset Nation at chicanemusic.com/sunsets.
Fancy there. I love that. That's Tony Anderson's Fields of Green, released last year. And before that, we heard Sunny Lax with this progressive house gem, Lionheart. And shout out to Caroline from Leeds for calling earlier, and she shared her soundtrack selection, and she picked up the timeless Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy from Ocean's 11, of course. Now, quick reminder, if you want to grab any of today's tracks, a full episode track list is available from wherever you get your Sunsets downloads, people. Right, we're going to drive straight back into the music. Coming up is Oliver Arnold, followed by something from me, but let's drift in with this one from MAA and 724 and RIB. What a title. Oh, God. Track's beautiful. It's called Frozen.
Thank you.
Sunset Nation.
At chicanemusic.com/sunset.
Thank you.
to the rain. Embrace of the sun.
One of mine, of course, a tune from the unreleased 2003 album Easy to Assemble, In Praise of the Sun, which features the incredible vocals of Vanessa St. James, who went by the name of Espiritu, and also lent her vocals to the chart-topping Tintin Out, Always Something There to Remind Me. Before that was the live version of Alpha Arnold's mesmerising Eki Hugsa. We love that. An artist we support as much as we can here on Sunset. And we kicked off that selection with a tune called Frozen. On the music news, well, blimey, bit of a sombre week here. Some heavy headlines. The biggest, of course, being the Prince of Darkness himself, Ozzy Osbourne. The Brummy. He left us... just a few weeks ago, he did his farewell tour show, which was absolutely amazing. And he sadly left the building, people. Funnily enough, he used to live literally just along a bit from the village I grew up in. And obviously, Tomorrowland's caught fire, and I saw some interesting comments about Matan's performance. Lots of you commented that she wasn't playing live, and some of the mixing was dire. I did look at a bit of it, and it was fairly terrible. We live in a strange time where your talent, skill as a producer or DJ doesn't necessarily land you in all the right places. Anyway, I'll let you make of that what you will. In spite of the lack of good news, we're going to keep our spirits up. The final stretch of the show coming up. Deadmau5 with the Velt. But before we shift those gears, we're going to go for Shae Young. And I love this tune, Water Breathing, only on Sunsets.
We are the Sunset Nation. Sunset Nation.
Stephen Weston playing now with his tune Gimme Something, released last year on a Junior Deep. He's a Grammy-nominated songwriter who collaborated with artists such as Rudimental, Alt J, Will.i.am, and before that, we had, of course, Deadmau5 with The Velt, and we started off that selection with Shae Young, and that's pretty much what we've got time for this week, people. Thank you very much for joining me on Sunsets. Once again, don't forget to connect on the Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, just search for Chicane. If you want to re-listen to any of the past episodes, you can find them all on Mixcloud and Apple Podcasts. Right, I shall leave you with something of my own, a track from 2010, a reworked track of mine from 2019, from Where I Stand. Love this. Until then, same time, same place. Take care, people. See you later.